Rosie in the morning.
You're waking up, Southwest Michigan. Let's get this day started.
8:12 on the Moody Good Morning Show. This is Wednesday, October 17th, 2018, and it's time for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation planning, retirement strategies planning, and a whole lot more right here on the Moody Good Morning Show. Good morning, Tom Austin.
Good morning, Pat Moody. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Welcome back. I had a little vacation last week.
Yeah, a little trip off to Vegas.
Ray did a great job while you're out.
Well, that's good. That's good. I expected nothing less. Yeah. Well, we all know, and even tracking it out there while we were out in the middle of the desert. We all know that the stock market has gotten a little bumpy over the last week. Obviously, investors start to get a little nervous in times like this. So what do you attribute this recent volatility to?
Well, we know that things are somewhat uncertain, but you know, strong economic data and better than expected earnings during September helped to move most of the major averages past new record highs. Actually, the S&P 500 had its best quarter in over 5 years. But the month actually wrapped up somewhat contentious as trade issues continue to loom. We had a 0.25% interest rate rise. They're talking about raising interest rates another 0.25% at the end of this year, and three more raises next year is what the outlook is. So at the end of the quarter, some profits were taken and the markets ended up a little mixed. NASDAQ reached an all-time high in August, but actually struggled a little bit in September. It was down about 1%. October, historically, is known to be kind of a volatile month, and we've had a number of major downturns in October, and that's starting out to you know, kind of look to be that way so far this month, as the broader markets were down in excess of 5% last week. And primarily, the concerns were inflationary concerns and this interest rate rising environment that we're looking at. So uncertainty, you know, continues to loom as we approach the midterm elections, which are in just a few weeks here. And I think that that is something certainly that could create some volatility depending on what happens there, and which could create a real uncertainty depending on what happens with the Senate and the House, you know, and the direction of where people may see the economy going. But overall, the economy still looks pretty strong. Unemployment is low. Last month, we had a 4.2 growth rate, which we haven't seen in many, many years. And the Dow was up over 548 points, 2.2% yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, this is not unusual to have these big swings on occasion. But I think the bigger picture is where do we go moving forward, and what types of things to look out for as this economy and the stock market continues to move forward.
Well, and as you indicated, you know, we do have the big election coming up in a couple of weeks, and that certainly always has the potential to have an effect on the economy one way or the other, and the stock market as well. Are there other things as well that we might want to look at that could derail the economic growth and stock market that we've enjoyed over the past couple of years?
Well, yes. I'm glad you asked. I would say to that deficit. Our budget deficit actually surged to $779 billion in the fiscal year, which is actually October till September. This was up $113 billion from the fiscal year last year. And most of this, we believe, is due to the tax cuts. There's less revenue coming in. Now, it's highly thought of that the increased growth would help to spur the economy and bring more revenue in, which I don't think that's quite balanced out yet. I don't think that is completely, you know, thought. We haven't seen exactly what the end result is going to be from there. That's still yet to be seen.
Yeah, it's not off the table, but it's not going to come to fruition either.
Well, the bigger part, too, I think, is tax revenues that obviously aren't keeping up with government spending. So government spending increased 3.2% over that fiscal year, primarily with military and domestic programs. So, you know, tax cuts have actually caused an economic boom with a 3.1% growth rate for that fiscal period year. And like I said just a minute ago, 4.2 last month. Mm-hmm. So hopes, I think, still remain that the growth will help in the reduction of the deficit. But mostly, I think we have to look at spending, you know. And according to Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, you know, he's kind of on that same page, is that when he looks at why the deficit has grown, it has a lot to do with the government spending, which I think it's a combination of both. A good economy, growth rate, but also how do you reduce the spending of the government? And that's been the big question in the pull in the Congress, the tug and the pull in the Congress for many, many years, you know, because entitlement programs are important, you know, but they are also the biggest drag on the budget, you know, and then you have a very difficult situation with where do you cut, you know, because everybody wants their piece of the pie. So it's not an easy, you know, it's not an easy thing to deal with. And with all the contentious nature of that we see in Washington, D.C. right now, I think it's still going to be very difficult, you know, how do we move forward and balance a budget. But I think that certainly is a huge concern of the stock market and the economy, and a place to where if we don't get that under control, we could see a very significant decline in our stock market.
Yep. Well, you know, anytime deficit spending's involved, you always know you run the risk of running afoul somewhere.
Well, we've been talking about it, you know, for years and years and years, and it's just a hard thing to get a handle on, and how to get everybody to agree on it. And, you know, everybody's, you know, got their thoughts on that. And, it, you know, it's the old gridlock in Washington, D.C., you know. But, you know, as far as what we do with our clients, you know, when we try to, you know, plan for these types of things, we've talked a little bit in the past weeks, you know, when we're taking distributions from people who are out of retirement accounts and people are retired, you know, we're wanting to take those distributions that we may be holding a cash position, you know, so when the market goes down, that we're not subjected by that. Or we may have money a lot of times put into an account that's not subject to market risk, but maybe making a reasonable rate of return of interest, where we may draw money out of there, because we always want to be careful of not to be too overexposed to the market and have to liquidate funds when the market's down, you know, to satisfy distributions for our clients that are retired.
Absolutely. Nothing worse than having to sell when you at the wrong possible time, right?
And you see that a lot of times. In 2008, when we had that market collapse, I saw a lot of people overexposed to the market and were forced to take distributions, they had to really turn around and look at revamping things, you know, whether it was their lifestyle or going back to work, and that's not what we want to see for people in their retirement, and that's certainly not what our clients want to see.
Exactly. So how can folks get a hold of you if they would like to avail themselves of some of the programs that you have and some of the advice that you have as far as, you know, working your way through those things and give them a little level of comfort and thought?
Well, we're located at 4231 Redo Highway in Stevensville. Our phone number is 269-429-1 585. You can visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
All right. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on the program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any individual listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional, and we hope that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Pat.
All righty. Have a good day.
You too.